It's time for the Baseball Insider. With the snow falling and ice on Fenway Park, here he is, Andy Carbone. And Andy, from what I am understanding, the Red Sox are looking to replace Clay Buchholz. Does that sound right?
Well, rumors are floating around out there. ESPN buses only reporting the Red Sox, possibly at the trade deadline, if not before the season starts, could be looking for a Clay Buchholz type of pitcher in trade talks. Obviously, that is just to get another starting pitcher in the fold at a reduced rate. Obviously, Clay Buchholz was due $13.5 million for this coming season. They traded him to Philadelphia, and the Phillies are going to pay that whole $13.5 million. But there's always need for extra starting pitching because, as we saw so far down in winter ball just a week ago, that Eduardo Rodriguez, he hurt his knee, and he had injured the same knee that he had problems with last year. So he may need to get some depth in the starting rotation. And you do have to remember that, even other starting pitchers in the rotation, Stephen Wright and Drew Pomerantz, coming off of injury concerns from last year as well. So you got to have some depth, so it'll be interesting to see if Dave Dombrowski brings in some type of veteran starter to compete for some sort of job in spring training.
I know you have questioned some of the moves around David Ortiz, and so is Nick Cafardo. Tell us about that.
Yep, Nick Cafardo from Boston Globe, he had an article out recently. He just cannot understand why the Red Sox not bring in Jose Bautista in place of Ortiz in the lineup. This is something I've been talking about for the last few weeks, once the offseason really got going after the World Series a few months or so. They really need an offensive presence in the batting order to protect the other batters in the order, because you lose Ortiz, so maybe now they can pitch around Hanley Ramirez, and maybe Mookie Betts doesn't get to see as many great pitches as he saw last year batting, in front of Ortiz or behind Ortiz and what have you. So it's really an effect the whole lineup, 1 through 9, when you lose a power hitter in terms of Ortiz. And obviously you're not going to replace Ortiz fully, but someone like a Jose Bautista, who is still sitting out there on the free agent market, you can probably get him in on a short one-year deal, maybe a year and an option, and at least it'll bring, some added oomph into the lineup, which is, I think, is going to be desperately needed.
No, there's no doubt about that, and I believe that's a huge piece to it, that the impact that Ortiz has on the rest of the lineup, especially a player or two batting before him, batting after him or whatever, it's going to have a big impact on that part of the game.
No question, and then again, when you have a guy like Pablo Sandoval that's coming in to be a starting third baseman again, and what are you going to get out of him? And again, the catches really don't hit, so it does have an effect.
All right, some other notes from the Red Sox. Andrew Benintendi picked up an honor.
Yeah, he certainly did. He was voted in the last week by Major League Baseball general managers and scouting executives as the top prospect in Major League Baseball. Of course, the Red Sox reportedly had the top prospect in Major League Baseball at the end of last year with Yoan Moncada. Of course, they shipped him out in the Chris Sale deal, but they still have another player to slide right into that role. So that's great news for Red Sox fans. And, I think the Red Sox outfield, it will be a lot of fun to watch this year with Benintendi, Betts, and Bradley, no question about it.
And the World Baseball Classic is coming up, but a couple of Red Sox top pitchers are not participating, correct?
Yeah, Red Sox fans can breathe a sigh of relief. They don't have to worry about their top three starting pitchers getting injured pitching in the World Baseball Classic. Chris Sale, Rick Porcello, and David Price have recently announced they will not be participating in the event this year, so we can just worry about them showing up at spring training and getting through that schedule injury-free.
I think it was last time we talked, Andy, we were stoking the rumors of a return of David Ortiz, and although he may not return to the Red Sox, he's certainly not invisible anymore. He's doing a new commercial, correct?
He is. I don't know if hands out there have caught it. TurboTax, Ortiz is doing a commercial for, and he definitely looks like he has his swing still down pat as he is playing a tennis instructor in the commercial, and he's whacking tennis balls all over the place. So who knows? Maybe that's a way for him to keep the swing in shape for maybe a potential turn late in the season. Who knows?
Yeah, I did see that. I think he ought to stick to baseball, though. all right. Finally, wrap it up. Run through the rest of the Major League Baseball notes from away from Fenway Park and all of Major League Baseball.
Well, with the snow flying, like you said this morning, icy conditions, some good news to report in terms of pitchers and catchers reporting to camp. It's less than 40 days away, so that should bring some warm thoughts to everyone out there. A couple signings in the last few days. Outfielder Rajay Davis has signed a one-year, $6 million deal to return to the Oakland A's. Davis was the American League stolen base leader in 2016 with 43. He also hit that big late-inning home run in Game 7 of the World Series to tie the game for the Indians. He's returning back to the Oakland A's, where he played from 2008 to 2010. Another signing, relief pitcher Drew Storen signed a one-year, $3 million deal with the Reds. There's thoughts that Storen could compete for their closer's job. And staying with the Reds, Their second baseman, Brandon Phillips, has exercised his 10-5 rights, once again blocking a trade. This is the third time he's done that. He recently blocked a trade to the Atlanta Braves. Last year, Phillips brought potential deals to the Washington Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And just updating the free agent power hitters that are still on the free agent list, that the Red Sox could really use any of these names in their lineup at this point. Jose Bautista still out there, along with Mike Napoli, Mark Trumbo, and Matt Wieters.
All right. Hey, finally, Andy, what about, how would you assess the Red Sox starting pitching right now in kind of a, in 30 seconds or so?
Well, I think 1-3, it's solid. Really no reason to be concerned. I think Price will bounce back in the second year with the Red Sox. Porcello, I mean, he's not going to win the Cy Young again, but he should give you 15 wins. And Chris Sale, obviously one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball. Your 4 and 5 spots, to me, that's a crapshoot at this point. Left to see how spring training pans out.
That's Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.